USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Crews across the country fighting dozens of wildfires, most of them in southwestern states. New Mexico's Pass Fire continues to rage. Over 60,000 acres right now as firefighters try to contain it. Up by the border of Washington and Oregon, the Tunnel 5 fire has forced hundreds of people from their homes and is still growing. The U.S. is also sending a second group of specially trained firefighters to battle the ongoing wildfires in Quebec. A new poll suggests nearly half of all Americans would prefer a president who's under 60 years old. Michael Kastner reports.
Old man, look at my life.
The Pew Research Center conducted a survey not tied to the current candidates and asked respondents what they thought was the best age for a president. About 49% said it's in their 50s. About 24% said they want a president in their 60s, and 17% said they want a president in their 40s. Only 3% said the best age for a president is in their 70s or older. I'm Michael Kastner.
A Texas school district has banned students from using bathrooms designated for use by members of the opposite sex and prohibited school staff from promoting preferred pronouns among children. The school board for the Keller Independent School District just north of Fort Worth passed the policies on June 28th in a 5-0 vote. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds calling lawmakers back to Des Moines for a special session on Tuesday, July 11th, to pass new pro-life laws. The news comes after a deadlocked Iowa Supreme Court declined to lift an injunction on a 2018 law to protect babies from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Etiquette experts are weighing in on when it's okay not to tip. They say there are 5 instances where you do not need to do so.
According to etiquette experts, there are 5 specific circumstances where you do not need to tip. 1. Anyone who earns a salary or performs a trade, such as a doctor, a lawyer, teacher, plumber, or cable technician. 2. Counter service. This is someone like a barista or a cashier. They are paid a salary and do not require a tip. 3. Open bar events. The host of the event has likely already taken care of the tip. 4. Restaurants or other services where a 20% gratuity is already added to your bill. And finally, number 5, you don't have to tip if you believe you've received poor or rude service.
Aretha Franklin's 4 sons battling over her estate 5 years after her death. 2 handwritten wills are set to be presented at the trial, which under Michigan law can be accepted as her final commands. Both of the wills were discovered in her Detroit home in the months following her death from pancreatic cancer in 2018, with the more recent one being found in a notebook between couch cushions. Princeton, the number 1 higher education institution in America. That's according to Money Magazine's annual rankings. Ranking factors include graduation rates, financial resources, and student selectivity. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.